Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
I'm here in Toronto, in Canada. It's my great pleasure to welcome to the show Goldie Hyder. He's the President and CEO of the Business Council of Canada. How are you, Goldie?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. What a pleasure.
Okay, Goldie, you represent business. There's been a lot happening in the world lately, and you're acutely aware of where Canada is placed. Can you maybe set the scene for us?
Sure.
A lot has happened in the last, God, things are changing every day. But, you know, if we look at about the last 12, 18 months, and what's happened with your nearest neighbour mainly, and the impact it's had on society, on business, mm-hmm. on politics, and all those things. Can you just give us maybe your high-level take
sure.
on where we're at?
It's a big question. Let me see if I can take a crack at it. And what does business love? Business loves certainty. And what do we have? Uncertainty. What is the only certain thing we have? Uncertainty.
Sure.
And so in that backdrop, businesses are trying to navigate the decisions that they need to make to deploy capital and to bring in shareholder return. When the United States changes, the rest of us have to pay attention to how it's changing and what implications that has on us. A little harder for you in that you have a pond between us, but a little, you know, it's for us, it's every day. We see sure. it and we feel it every day. What are we seeing? What are we doing about it? America for some time now has been suggesting that it's trying to withdraw from the world. It wants to pull back. It wants to retrench and retreat. You know, history shows that they didn't want to be in the world war. They were brought in, right? So they've been trying to do that. And it's not a Republican or Democrat thing. It's an American thing. They are not keen on being the policeman of the world. They want to be able to focus on their own interests and their own economy. And in some ways, the so-called Dunro Doctrine, as it was dubbed, is America basically saying, we want to focus on our hemisphere. We want to focus on the Western Hemisphere. We want to take care of our own neighborhood. Well, Canada's in that neighborhood. Mexico's in that neighborhood, sure. as are many other countries. And so a lot of this is now wrapped up in the question of the trading agreement that we're trying to deal with the Americans and the review and renewal of the USMCA. There's a lot of things that are changing, but one of them is not geography. We have 9,000 kilometers of border attached to the United States. And so our government, under the leadership of Prime Minister Carney, is trying to navigate a changing America. What does it mean for Canada? What are the opportunities for Canada? How do we find our place in the world? How do we build an economy that's not beholden and reliant on a single economy?
And I'm right in saying that your trade with the US is 75% of your business. Your trade with Europe is 8%. So if we take those stats alone, you know, business, as you know, it's never great only having one customer.
It's not good. I think a kid with a lemonade stand at the age of seven knows it's not a good idea to just have mom as your customer. But for us, what it means is we're not divorcing the United States of America. We're not departing from the United States of America. We're de-risking our economy. What we're trying to do, like that kid with a lemonade stand, is to say, I need more customers. So it's a U.S. plus strategy. You're not going to run away from the G1 economy. There's no country in the world that wouldn't change places with Canada. What we're saying is some of the things that have held us back, you can't actually blame the Americans for. We want, and we now have a government that's extremely keen on building trade-enabling infrastructure and architecture to get goods out of Canada. Our services company compete, are very present in Ireland, by the way, from management consulting firms to our banks to our insurance companies, sure. our asset managers and others, technology companies, of course. But when you have hard assets that are in demand around the world, oil, gas, potash, uranium, critical minerals, forestry, fisheries, that means you need trade-enabling architecture. So what the government is doing under Prime Minister Carney's leadership is saying, we get it. We're going to make sure that the regulatory framework, that the tax framework, that the talent framework is competitive, that we have the ability to build this infrastructure to get our goods to more customers. Because Canada has 15 trading agreements with 51 countries. We're trying to add Mercosur, ASEAN, and India and others. There's no shortage of customers. What we need to show the world is we're a reliable hub from which to do business.
Finding new partners won't be easy.
No, and as I said, we're not trying to withdraw or reduce. What we're trying to do is add. It's a U.S. plus strategy. And yes, you're absolutely right. You're not going from 75% to 25% in the next 50 years if you try, because we know, you know from your own geography, trade is determined by geography. You don't pick the furthest away customer to do business with.
Hence, there really will be no, and there has been some speculation of Canada joining Europe, but that's pie in the sky stuff.
I don't think that's really what Canadians are saying. I think what you're seeing from our government certainly is, look, the arrangement that we have, the trading block with CETA, the Canada-European Free Trade Agreement, along with the fact that we're into TPP and others, I think the government is looking at, and the Prime Minister has appointed a very senior representative to go around to say, can we construct a supply chain that has integrity, that has reliability, that has predictability, that inspires confidence for capital to be deployed, that gives us supply chains that are reliable, especially, God forbid, there's ever another pandemic or whatever. That is fair. Secondly, we've been admitted into SAFE, a defense program where Canadian companies can do more and be bidders in procurement. So I see integration in that capacity, so not the idea that we're the 28th entrant into Europe.
But you want capital to build new ports, new airports.
We need a lot of capital.
Infrastructure to realize these assets that you mentioned, fishing, forestry.
The full value of our products.
All those things that you can sell to other people.
Yeah. Well, look, what we want is full value for our products. We've been selling too much of our goods to the United States at a discount. When you suddenly have more customers, and this has been the goal of governments for some time now, but it's in the execution. Make sure that we can reliably deliver our products to different parts of the world so that they can have a country that cares about rule of law, that cares about the environment, that cares about the indigenous, that cares about corporate social responsibility and more.
Finally, can I ask you, how angry are Canadians at the moment?
They're very emotional, with good reason. It's not cool to have the threatening of your very sovereignty that took place. I'm grateful that King Charles has been able to kind of calm those waters with his relationship with the president, reminding him that, hey, they're a Commonwealth country. I'm the King of Canada. That's helped a lot. But we need to, I trust Canadians. We are obviously very emotional about the situation. But as time passes, math is math, geography is geography. The presidency lasts another 900 days or so. There's going to be a new president. Things will change. We need to recognize that we're fortunate to live in the neighborhood that we do. But listen, they expect our government, and we in business community are aligned with their desire to see our governments do more to help us diversify so that we can get full value for our resources that are in demand around the world and do the kinds of things that we can do with Ireland, partner, build relationships, have the trade exchanges, have the universities exchanges, work on technology. There's a lot that we can do together and a lot that we can learn from each other.
Goldie Hyder there. He's the President and CEO of the Business Council of Canada, and it's a great scene setter. Thank you for that, Goldie. Great to talk to you.
Thank you for having me, and I'll be there in June. I look forward to it.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.